Now to the death of the self-styled Messiah who founded the religious movement known as the Moonies. Reverend Moon died in South Korea at the age of 92. His critics called the Unification Church a cult, but the Reverend maintained he was following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Brendan Trembath has our report.
He called himself the new Messiah. Son Myeongmun was probably best known for presiding over mass weddings, such as this one in New York in 1982.
Reverend and Mrs. Moon will now ask the brides and grooms to recite their wedding vows. Do you pledge to observe heavenly law as an original man and woman? And should you fail, would you pledge to take responsibility for that?
He had thousands of followers. A close aide says members of the church are tremendously saddened by Moon's death. Aidan Foster Carter, a senior research fellow at Leeds University, says the North Korean-born religious leader was a man of many parts.
People did see a lot in him. I know people who were members of the church and who still speak with affection of him. He obviously had other talents as well. He was a considerable businessman, and there remains, as well as a church, a slightly murky business empire ranging from supplying apparently most of the sushi in American restaurants right through to slightly less successful vast tracts of land in Paraguay.
Mr. Foster Carter spoke to the satellite TV network Al Jazeera. Moon's shadowy business empire made him very wealthy, but it also landed him in jail. Brett Cole is a Sydney-based reporter who covers Korean affairs.
That was for tax evasion, Brendan, and he spent time in a Connecticut prison. In fact, he's perhaps the only man who's been imprisoned by US authorities and North Korean authorities, because North Korea were convinced that he was spying for South Korea.
How long did he spend in custody in North Korea?
It's uncertain, but what we know is that he did meet the founder of the North Korean state, Kim Il-sung, and they forgave each other and talked about fishing and hunting.
How was he regarded in South Korea?
With a great deal of suspicion. Most South Koreans who identify themselves as Christians belong either to a Protestant church or a Catholic church. They regard Moon much the same as Western people do, as some sort of a weird cult. And certainly his conviction for tax evasion in the United States just fueled suspicion within North Korea that his business dealings were perhaps rather opaque rather than transparent.
The church Moon founded struggled to be taken seriously. It did not help when former members such as Stephen Hassan called it a cult.
I came to worship him as the greatest man in human history, bowing to an altar with his picture on it, and pretty much believing he was my true parent, my real mother and father, or just my physical parents. He was my true father.
Stephen Hassan told the BBC how he rose through the ranks of the Unification Church.
And I was made a leader relatively quickly in the organization and started recruiting people and indoctrinating people. And so I believed he was a great man. And so when he spoke, and sometimes for hours at a time, I hung on every word.
Moon's church is now making funeral plans. A statement says his body would lie in state for nearly 2 weeks.
Brendan Trembath reporting.